CBK and W Bearcat Coaches Show for the 2017 and 18 season at Northwest Missouri State. I'm John Coffey. Be with you throughout this hour. I'm Matt Trenton, and able to be with us for this evening's program. Also behind the scenes helping out, as always, Ryan Elliott. And we got a good show on hand for you tonight. We'll be talking with Northwest Interim Athletic Director Andy Peterson a little bit later on during the program. Also, a Northwest women's golfer, Maddie Propst, along with Northwest tennis graduate assistant coach Romain Boussineau, and Andrew Sherry, who's responsible for all the great video work you see on the BearcatSports.com website, the videographer, who's been doing some just fantastic work the last several years with that website. And again, we'll be joined by the head coach of the Bearcat football team, Rich Reiters. We'll talk about how spring practice has gone as they wrap up spring practices today. The spring game will take place tomorrow night at Bearcat Stadium. We'll talk about that as well on the program. A reminder that support for the KXCV KRNW Bearcat Coaches Show comes from the Stuner Body Screen Printing and Embroidery, located near the Northwest Campus at the corner of 4th and Fillmore in Maryville. Stuner Body provides Bearcat fanware, custom screen printing, and embroidery for teams, clubs, and businesses throughout Bearcat Nation. And support also comes from Carson Sports Grill, located on the Maryville Square and open for lunch and dinner, and offers a selection of sandwiches, appetizers, and more for dine-in or carry-out. More at 660-582-2699. Well, it's a busy time, as it always is, during the spring season, with a lot of things taking place and trying to work around weather limitations. Bearcat baseball team in action tonight. They're down in St. Joseph to face Missouri Western. First pitch is scheduled for 7 o'clock this evening. And then tomorrow they'll be hosting a doubleheader with Pittsburgh State. That gets underway at noon at Bearcat Field. They'll have a single game then on Friday. Softball in action tomorrow. They have a home doubleheader with Nebraska Kearney. And then on Friday, Northwest Tennis is home as they face Oklahoma Baptist. Softball at home as well Friday. They've got Fort Hays State coming to town. And again, as I mentioned a little bit earlier, tomorrow night, Bearcat football, there's annual spring game. Kickoff is at 7 o'clock, and we'll have the broadcast of that right here on KXCV KRNW. So a lot going on campus. We got a lot going on in our program this evening. And when we come back, we'll hear from Andrew Sherry. That's coming up right after this timeout on the KXCV KRNW Bearcat Coaches Show. Again, broadcast live from Carson Sports Grill in downtown Maryville.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Nottoway Valley Bank. With online banking, including remote deposit using your mobile device, the right bank is right at your fingertips. More at nvb.com or at any of the 8 locations.
Support for today's broadcast comes from Oak Point in Maryville. Their memory care program offers residents emotional and social support, art, music, pet therapies, and more. More at 660-562-2799 or at oakpointmaryville.com.
Bearcat Radio broadcasts are brought to you by Championship Motors in Maryville across from Walmart. Championship offers pre-owned late model autos and will also purchase vehicles from individuals. More at championshipmotorsllc.com or at 660-582-8800.
Support for the Bearcats comes from Northwest Audiovisual, providing customers with sales, design, service, and installation of surveillance and security systems for homes and business, as well as paging and public address systems. More information is available at 660-853-2319.
Support for the Bearcats comes from Shelter Insurance, providing coverage for auto, home, life, and business, 24-hour claims assistance, and insurance reviews. More info is available from Shelter Agents Brad Ford of Maryville, Craig Thompson of Albany, Jody Nellison of Savannah, and Larry Olinger of Mount City.
Support for today's Bearcat broadcast comes from Carson Sports Grill, located on the Maryville Square. Carson's is open for lunch and dinner and offers a selection of sandwiches, appetizers, and more for dine-in or carry-out. More at 660-582-2699. And welcome back to the KXCV KRNW Bearcat Coaches Show. Again, broadcasting live from Carson Sports Grill in downtown Maryville. Joined now by Andrew Sherry, who is a videographer who's been working with the Northwest Athletic Programs for the past several years and doing a fantastic job. And Andrew, when you look at the work you do, put up on the website and send out on the various social media, it's every bit as good as anything you see at the Division I level and what a lot of professional teams are doing to try to get a little bit more publicity on their teams.
Yeah, definitely. I thank you for saying all of that. I really do take pride and passion in my work, and a lot of the stuff that I see, I base off stuff that I see at the next level, because I feel like our fans deserve a high quality content, and I feel like the stuff that's going out at the Division I level is attainable for even someone as low as a Division II school.
How did you first get involved with video, and how did you see that this is something that you really had a passion for?
It's kind of strange. It was one of those things where it actually started in high school. I had a computer teacher, Terry Welch, out at Maryville High School, and she kind of got me thinking about video stuff, and then I happened to have my senior year of basketball, realized that no one was probably going to make a highlight reel of our season, and so I thought I would try to do it myself, and then it kind of never crossed my mind again when I got into college. I kind of went in undecided and kind of was feeling things around and ended up going a different route, but at one point in college, I got a GoPro, kind of made some videos with my friends, and caught the eye of Matt Jasinski, who helps with the Bearcat football stuff, video stuff, and anyways, I caught his attention and then worked for him for a few months, and then Bearcat Sports kind of, Marshall Fay, I caught his eye a little bit, and he asked if I wanted to be a GA, and so I did different things with him, but then that season was the magical one of the 2015 season, and so I got to film and be on the sideline for that season. And then kind of that January, I knew Matt had football taken care of, and I enjoyed men's basketball as my time at Northwest and even personally. So I went up to Austin Meyer and I asked him, you know, if I could start doing things for them then, and it just kind of grew from there through the success that they had, but also just guys on the team telling me what I was doing was making a difference, the coaching staff. At the end of that first season, even say with recruiting, how much it could help. And I'm lucky enough that I have got to film three of the last Bearcat National Championships, two with football and one with basketball.
I know besides just the fun you have doing this, there's a huge time commitment to really do it properly that you have to really dedicate for this. And to a certain degree, you pretty much live in with the teams, eat with the teams, travel with the teams to where you're really just an extension of the teams and where you're on the road with them and at home to really tell the story behind the scenes of a lot of things that go on.
Yeah, it's definitely one of the things that I pride myself with. I really want to immerse myself into the team to understand what the team culture is, and especially for at least men's basketball, I got to go on the road trips with them and interact with those guys, and so telling their story, you have to be there in the moment, and for some of those, you'll see in some of my videos that some of those things that I capture can't be done if you just show up on game day. And so I think that really is what makes me a little bit different, is telling the story of our programs. And I think that's probably what our fans enjoy the most.
And I would think, too, one of the things that ensures that you're successful is you're able to gain the trust of the coaches and the players to where they feel at ease having you around them as much as you are.
Yeah, definitely. I've over the years, I've got to know the players a lot more, and they trust me. And there's that instinct that everyone has is you get a camera in front of your face and you look away or you don't want to be yourself around it. And it took a while to get the guys to be comfortable with me filming them. But I think definitely the last year they've had a lot more fun with it. And I think they also see the time that I put in, and, you know, they have their curfew and we're at hotels and I'll stay up late and I'll work on something for the next morning to know that when they get up and they see that, just how much it means to them, and they relay that to me, and it's just kind of a cool experience to know that we're both working as hard as we can to make it what it is.
How do you get some of the unique ideas that you're able to get to kind of tell the story of the season as it goes along?
I definitely have professionals out there, whether it's at the Division I level or even, it's kind of crazy, but even when I watch movies, I get ideas of how to film things and kind of the process and the idea behind it, and there, it's kind of crazy how social media has gotten so much better, and there's websites out there that can kind of help you with ideas and how to achieve the looks and the ideas and shots that you're trying to achieve. But I definitely have people out on social media that I keep my eye on for ideas.
And I know a lot of it deals with the video part of it, but the whole package, I know you put some nice music underneath a lot of this, so you kind of have to be aware of a lot of different aspects of media to make one of your packages work.
Yeah, that's something that makes video a little bit more special than, say, graphics or photos, is because a picture only captures the moment. And that can be portrayed in many different ways. But when you have video, you're trying to get people to feel things. You're trying to get the emotional piece behind it. And so whether that's making it happy or, you know, sad if, you know, somehow we have a loss, but you can spin it in different ways, and you have to understand all the aspects of media, whether some people put in special effects or a storyline, or with the music can definitely help enhance what you're feeling, but also text. It's incredible what putting little things to help tell your story through text is a big deal too.
When you shoot a game, I would imagine what you're looking for is a lot different than perhaps someone that comes in from a television station trying to get a highlight package together and things. How do you go about preparing to shoot a game, and what are you looking for during the game itself?
Well, the cool thing back to being a part of the team is I kind of understand our offense and I understand our defense. I understand the players that are a little bit more emotional than others. So if you have a TV broadcast crew that's coming in, they don't necessarily know those things or where kids might turn to celebrate. Or at least for basketball, I kind of know how our guys are going to react. And I know maybe certain times of the games where it's more likely to happen. And so I know to get around the court to where I think they'll face me. And it's one of those things where broadcasts, most likely they have cameras that are stuck on tripods, and you only get the same look from that same view. And one of the things I like to pride myself on is always moving around, not to get stuck in one position. And I think that's what makes a little bit of what my videos do, is you see different looks all the time.
Yeah, I would imagine, too, an important part of it, just understanding the sport that you're shooting as well.
Yeah, definitely. In my years as a GA at Northwest, I was asked to film all the sports at some point, and you could tell some of the sports that I had played growing up, I kind of knew it was happening and stuff like that. But as far as, say, when I went into golf was a kind of a hard one for me, because there's only so much action that you can do up close because shots are hit so far away. But then as different as the size of the playing field, because for basketball it's so short, but for soccer it's such a large field, and knowing what camera equipment to use to better achieve what you're doing. But yeah, definitely has its challenges, not always being into a sport as much as you are others.
And I know a lot of people have had a chance to see your work through Twitter or through Facebook and things, where the things are getting out and retweeted and all. But if someone hasn't had a chance to, let's just talk a little bit about how they can maybe go back and see a lot of things you've done in the past couple of years.
Yeah, definitely. We have a lot of different platforms. I have personal ones, but the best one to see Bearcat Sports would be to check out our Facebook page or our Twitter and Instagram. And for Twitter and Instagram, it's at Bearcat Sports. But also, if you check any of the social, or search for any of the social media, football, basketball, you'll see many different videos and platforms. I know most people want to look on YouTube, but for what we've tried to do the last few years within athletics is get away from YouTube. It's nicer to see when we put on social media that you just see the video, that you don't see all the ads that go with it, you don't see the YouTube border or something like that. So I would say your best bet is to check out Facebook.
And when you talk about social media and how it's changed in the last several years, it's just it seems like the schools and the teams that are out on the forefront of that, it really helps them from a recruiting standpoint with the players. And I think as you talked a little bit earlier, that's some of the things that you've heard from, is how it does help out of these programs.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, I would think back 5 years ago, you really didn't see much of this stuff. If you did, it was the really high D1 schools that were doing it, because with how much technology's changed with video equipment, it's made it cheaper, but it's also made it better. And I know back, or at least with Mac, or when I talked to Ben McCollum about recruiting with basketball, they basically talked to me about how when they bring an athlete onto campus and they can show them one of my videos or one of my graphics, it's hard to sit here and tell an athlete how great Northwest Missouri State is, but when you can show them through a video and show them memories or experiences that have happened on this campus in recent years, then it just opens their eyes, because sometimes hearing words from someone don't always mean as much as seeing visuals. And so I think that can really help with what we're doing here.
Now, if that work wasn't enough to keep you busy, I think here in the last couple of weeks, your workload's changed a little bit with Marshall Fay, the sports information director, who had left to take a job down in Corpus Christi, Texas, and had to leave a little bit before the end of this academic year is completed. And that means about a month of things going on campus with the spring sports that still need to be covered. And you've taken over a few of those duties, as I understand.
Yeah, it was definitely sad to see Marshall leave, because I was one of his GAs and I knew how hard he worked and how much his impact was on what he did for Bearcat Sports. And so it was an honor when Coach T and Andy Peterson came up to me and asked if I would be the interim. And, you know, it's been a different to trade seats with Marshall. I used to sit across the desk from him, and now sitting in his seat, there's a lot more that I didn't exactly know that he did, but I think I'm doing a good job of running with it. I definitely am doing a better job, because they've done a good job of helping me out. There's two GAs, Quade Curtin and Tori Blythe, who have both been around athletics, that they're helping me stat games or talking to coaches and stuff like that. So they've really helped me a lot and really made the process a little bit more smooth.
And days like tomorrow are going to keep you a little busy with a lot of things going on campus.
Yeah, definitely, with the doubleheader of softball, baseball, and then the spring game. It's going to be a busy but great day for Bearcat Athletics.
All right. Well, Andrea, thanks a lot for being with us on the program. And, again, we certainly enjoy your work that you put out on the social media and everything. So it's been good having you on the show tonight.
Yeah, thank you, John.
All right. That is a videographer with Northwest Missouri State's athletic program, Andrew Sherry. We'll be back. Have more for you on the KXCV KRNW Bearcat Coaches Show right after this timeout from Carson Sports Grill in downtown Maryville.
Support for the Bearcats comes from U.S. Bank, providing banking services to Northwest students and the community. U.S. Bank is a proud supporter of Bearcat Athletics and Northwest Missouri State University. More on their products, services, and locations is at usbank.com.
Today's broadcast is brought to you by Heinlein Home Furnishings at 1411 South Main in Maryville. Heinlein provides furniture and flooring for every room in the house, as well as mattresses. More information is available at HeinleinHomeFurnishings.com. Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Walker Body Shop and Towing at 420 North Marcus Street in Maryville. Celebrating more than 50 years in business, Walker's provides complete collision repair and 24-hour towing for cars and trucks. More at 660-582-3104.
Today's broadcast is brought to you by Younger Auction Company. Auctioneer Mark Younger and his team simulcast online live auctions in all states. Younger Auction Company specializes in real estate, farm equipment, collectibles, and antiques. More at youngerauction.com.
Support for KXCV KRNW comes from Maryville Glass and Lock. Greg Fisher and his team offer installation and service of overhead doors from Rainer and LiftMaster operators. More at 660-582-3131, in-store at 5th and Buchanan, or at MarylandGlassAndLock.com.
Support for today's Bearcat broadcast comes from Carson Sports Grill, located on the Maryville Square. Carson's is open for lunch and dinner and offers a selection of sandwiches, appetizers, and more for dine-in or carry-out. More at 660-582-2699. And welcome back to the KXCV KRNW Bearcat Coaches Show. Again, broadcasting live from Carson Sports Grill in downtown Maryville. Turn our attention now to tennis, as a graduate assistant coach with the Northwest Tennis Program, Romaine Brusino, is joining us. And Coach Rosewell on the road with the women's team. They have a match tomorrow in St. Charles with Lindenwood. And it's been kind of tough getting home matches in this year with the weather situation, where you've had to move some things indoors when you've been scheduled at home, either up to Red Oak or down to St. Joseph. But just kind of talk a little bit about the way the season's gone for both teams so far.
I think it's been okay for both sides. We started a little bit low on both sides, because we play a lot of indoors, especially with the weather. Like you say, we had to go down to Springfield to a couple times, and then whenever we got home, we had to play indoors as well. So it was a little tough at the beginning, but now I think now that we got a couple matches outdoor. In the last couple of matches against Emporia State and yesterday, and against Lindenwood last week, it was a little bit better on both sides, and and we did qualify, you know, for the tournament next week for the MIAA tournament. So that was great.
I know in talking with Rosie in the past, he really feels that the squads are really much better outdoor teams than indoor. What's really the difference between the squads when you're playing indoors as opposed to outdoor that makes this such a better outdoor team?
Well, the main thing is we have many players from Spain and South America, and they mostly practice on clay and outside, so the game is a little slower, and you get used to those long rallies outside with longer points and longer matches, and whenever you get indoors, you have to play faster, use more your serves, and play a little faster and more aggressive. So it kind of changes the things. But I think especially this season, since we play so many matches indoor, I think most of the players step up and play a little better by the end of the season.
Now, you've had to make the transition from a player to a graduate assistant coach here this year. How's that transition gone for you?
I think good. I think it was a little bit hard at the beginning, but I was last semester. I was around the team already. I was done playing last year, and I helped last semester. Went down to the regional tournament with the team and with the former G Alvaro. So I was kind of already around, and their coach and Alvaro showed me most of the work and stuff that I had to do. So I think everything was great. Yeah.
Still kind of get the itch to get out there and play a little bit though.
Yeah. Sometimes. Yeah. Sometimes not. It depends. But yeah. For some matches, it really, of course, I wish I could still play, but I mean, it's like that. I knew, you know when you come here, it's for 4 years, and when you're done, you know. that's just the way it is. Yeah.
What are some of the things that you feel like you've been able to bring to the team from coaching expertise here?
Well, I think mainly my experience since I play 4 years here in doubles and singles, and I was part of great teams. I think we won the conference 4 times and went to national tournaments my 4 years here. So I think I can bring some of my experience of those matches when there's a lot of pressure and on those conference matches, especially when we play those teams like Kearney or Washburn or Southwest Badis, that are great rivals, and that we start the match, we know there's a little bit of pressure and some people can get tired, so I try to help and bring my experience in those matches. Yeah.
Now, as we mentioned, the women have a match over in St. Charles tomorrow with Lindenwood. Then you get a chance to get home then on Friday and get a couple home matches with Oklahoma Baptist coming in, non-conference matches coming up. So how nice will it be to get what it looks to be good enough weather where you might be able to get outside on Friday?
Yeah, we hope so. If we can play that match outside, it would be great. It's a regional match, so it will still be important for us, I think, for the regional rankings and all the stuff. So I think we'll have a great chance in both men's and women's to win that match. That would be a great match, yeah.
All right, what have been some of the keys right now to the two teams as far as trying to peak at the right time, getting ready for the conference tournament down the line?
I think we need to use those matches in the weekend, our regional matches. There's going to be good competition. Both of those teams are ranked, I think, nationally, so that would really prepare us for the men's. Now that we know that we're most likely going to play Southwest Badis next week in the tournaments, and that's a great team. I think they're ranked 10 in the country right now. So we'll get great competition, and that would get us ready for next week. Use those matches to really get used to that level. We know the player we're going to play, the players that we're going to play next week, since we already played them this season. So I think get ready and think about strategies already and use really those matches to be ready for next week. Yeah.
All right. Well, Romain, thanks a lot for being with us on the program tonight.
Well, thank you.
Again, Romain Bussineau, the graduate assistant coach with the Northwest Missouri State Tennis Program. We'll come back, turn our attention to football, as we'll hear from the head coach of the Bearcat football team, Rich Wright, and talk about spring ball as well as the big spring game, which is coming up tomorrow night out at Bearcat Stadium. That's coming up right after this timeout on the KXCV, KRNW Bearcat Coaches Show, broadcast live from Carson Sports Grill in downtown Maryville.
Support for the Bearcats comes from Shelter Insurance, providing coverage for auto, home, life, and business, 24-hour claims assistance, and insurance reviews. More info is available from Shelter agents Brad Ford of Maryville, Craig Thompson of Albany, Jody Nellison of Savannah, and Larry Olinger of Mount City.
Support for the Bearcats comes from Tri-State Ford Lincoln on South Main in Maryville. Tri-State offers the region a selection of new Ford and Lincoln automobiles as well as pre-owned vehicles. More at gotristate.com or at 660-582-3677.
Support for today's Bearcat broadcast comes from the Student Body Screen Printing and Embroidery on 4th Street in Maryville. The Student Body provides Bearcat fanware and custom screen printing and embroidery for teams, clubs, and businesses throughout the Bearcat Nation.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Nottoway Valley Bank. With online banking, including remote deposit using your mobile device, the right bank is right at your fingertips. More at nvb.com or at any of the 8 locations.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network is provided by the Monks of Conception Abbey, praising God and serving the Northwest community since 1873 through the ministries such as the Abbey Guest Center, Conception Seminary College, and the Printery House. More at conceptionabbey.org.
Support for today's Bearcat broadcast comes from Carson's Sports Grill, located on the Maryville Square. Carson's is open for lunch and dinner and offers a selection of sandwiches, appetizers, and more for dine-in or carry-out. More at 660-582-2699. CVKRW Bearcat Coaches Show. We're joined now by the head coach of the Northwest Missouri State football team, Rich Wright. And Rich, spring practices coming to a close today. Then you've got the spring game coming up tomorrow night at Bearcat Stadium. Let's just, first of all, talk about overall, how would you assess the way spring has gone for you?
Well, I'm not sure I'd call it spring. I kind of halfway thought we were going to break out in hockey practice with the way things have been lately, but we're managing to get through. We've got two practices left. Spring game is Thursday night, and we're just excited right now. We feel like we're trying to reestablish an identity. We've got, you know, over the last 2 years we've graduated a lot of very good players, and so, you know, I think the thing that everybody will immediately jump out to everyone is just how young we are, and you're going to see in our starting lineups there's a lot of new faces. And so what we're trying to do is develop both a depth component on both sides of the football, and then also, you know, trying to establish who's going to emerge and be our starters moving into the fall.
I would imagine spring's a good time for that, as far as not only getting a lot of reps out for a lot of guys who perhaps haven't had those in the past, but also from a leadership standpoint, trying to develop some of the younger players and move them into leadership roles is important this time of year.
Absolutely it is. And that's, you know, again, when you've had the types of classes that we haven't had in 15 and 16, you know, those new people have to emerge. And so we did something a little different this year. We announced 5 captains halfway through spring practice. And those guys have been taking their turn at leading our football program. We're gonna nominate 2 more at the end of fall camp, which is where historically we've done it. But we felt like turning that page and moving forward into the second half of spring and then our summer workouts, that it was going to be important to reestablish new leaders. Right now our older kids tend to be on the defensive side of the football. The guys that have had more snaps tend to be on the defensive side of the football. So right now, as it sits, we have Ben Althoff, Nick Hess, Austin Eskew, and Anthony Lane on the defensive side. We're all nominated by our overall football team as captains. And then Zach Flott, our senior offensive guard, who's actually moved out to right tackle for us, is the one captain that's been listed to this point on the offensive side of the ball. To me, the offensive line, you know, because of our inexperience at quarterback, we're going to go into the fall with one of those 3 signal callers who's never played behind center for a game at the college level. And so I think you have to look to your other positions to provide leadership, and nowhere is that more apparent than in the offensive line. Zach has done a tremendous job, and I think we have a good nucleus of kids who have really started to take that role on, not just with him, but, you know, as an overall entity, and I think that's important.
Spring ball has always been very important for the younger players to get those snaps, as we talked about, but by being as young as you are this year, does that change a little bit at all of what you try to accomplish during the spring?
It does. It just, you know, because it's a little bit more unknown. You know, where in previous years we kind of knew going into it, you know, this guy's kind of penciled in and this guy's penciled in, so if they're nicked up, you know, they might not need to practice today. It's really been different this season, in the sense I'm down in the training room a lot more, pushing people, you know, if they can go, to get out on the field, because those battles really haven't been established yet. And so practice has been very competitive. You know, the back and forth has been really good. The thing I've been most proud of, though, is that this time of year it tends to get very offensive and defensive, you know, kind of button heads. And our kids have been really good about celebrating the great things that everybody's doing, whether you're on the offensive side of the ball or on the defensive side of the ball. We want to be as competitive as we possibly can, but at the end of the day, we want to make sure we all remember we represent the Paw.
Let's just talk a little bit about what really struck you so far this year, spring ball, and maybe some of the guys that, names of that aren't familiar with the fans at this particular point, but will be by the fall, who have stood out so far.
You know, obviously the quarterback position with three new guys, one of those guys is going to emerge. You know, all have a little bit different of a skill set. All of them bring something unique to the table. So it's going to be interesting to see, you know, between Jaden and Joe and Braden Wright, who kind of emerges there. That's going to take some time. That won't play out till probably end of fall camp. Guys that I really see emerging. Sam Roberts has had a phenomenal spring. He's really picked up where he left off last fall. He did some good stuff for us last fall up front. We have him kicked down right now out of necessity, playing an inside defensive tackle position, and he's done incredibly well. I'm very optimistic that he can be one of those types of players moving forward that we've had up front here. I've been really encouraged about Jaravian Anderson and Trey Washington playing corner, with Marcus Jones departing and Anthony Lane with a knee injury. Those are two kids that I've seen and watched and really enjoyed watching their progress. Trey Washington is a true freshman. He'll be a redshirt freshman next year, and hopefully we'll start to get some game action. And Jaravian is a kid that's been in our program and has just started to show some more maturity and discipline in what he needs to do. We are loaded at linebacker, John. We've got two returners, but we legitimately roll eight deep that we could play at linebacker. It's probably our deepest position as a football team right now. Flip it over back to the other side for a second. Isaiah Strayhorn is a transfer kid out of Southwestern College in California who's been doing some good stuff for us this spring. Raymond Thomas is a tailback out of Bradenton, Florida that we selected last year. He was a true freshman, but he's done some good things the last couple weeks. And I guess I'll kind of finish it off with Gabe Bouts, our right guard, extremely physical kid, was a kid that started a couple games late last season, but he's going to transcend into being a mainstay in our offensive line.
How has the weather affected what you try to do this year as well? Obviously, this hasn't been the most ideal spring that way, and obviously football, too, is a sport played outside in the elements, but have you been able to accomplish things in spite of the weather, or has that hurt you any at all?
You know, I think the thing that we try and embrace is hopefully if we're having the kind of season we want to, we're playing in those kinds of conditions, so we just have to embrace it and don't have a choice. I'd be lying to you if I told you that it doesn't affect certain components of the game. So what we try and focus on is being physical at the line of scrimmage on both sides of the football, being able to run the ball, but it does impact the passing game. You know, with the wind and the weather, it just does. And so that's going to be something moving forward that we're going to have to emphasize more through the summer and in the fall, just because of, you know, when the wind's blowing at 35 miles an hour, it is kind of hard to throw the football. But it's football, you know, the elements are a big piece of the game, and so you have to emphasize, you know, different facets of your offense and defense within the elements, and so that's what we've had to adjust to.
Now, this time next year, the indoor facility will be completed up on the hill there. Will this be a time of year, too, where you'll be really implementing that indoor facility a little bit when you have weather like you've had?
Yeah, you know, with my luck, next year it'll be sunny and 80 when we go through spring practice once that indoor's built. But, you know, I've had about 300 uses for that thing for the last 3 weeks. Unfortunately, it's not ready. But, yeah, when you know, if you get a really bad wind day or something like that and you want to focus or emphasize more on the passing game, you know, it is an opportunity opportunity to go up there. We've had a couple days where rain or snow have caused us to miss things. You know, when you have the indoor facility, you don't have to worry about that. Just logistically, you know, going throughout the winter, having our guys have opportunities to go up and do 7-on-7 in the winter and work on skills and developments when it's not great outside is a huge advantage for us.
Now, I had a chance to see practice a little bit earlier this week. There was a D1 program there. I had a lot of coaches here kind of watching what you guys do. When you see other coaches come in and want to see what Northwest does, I would imagine that makes you feel pretty good that you guys are doing things the right way.
It does. You know, we've been really blessed. You know, the staff that was here was their defensive staff and wanted to talk to us about, you know, kind of what we've been doing. They started to implement, you know, some of the things that we did a year ago, and they're really trying to buy into it this year. You know, I'm going up to North Dakota State Friday morning at 6:30 to go speak to their coaches defensively and talk at their clinic. And, you know, it's just, I think it's a great testament to our kids and the consistency that we've been able to have here over the years. And, you know, people understand that, you know, we do some good things here schematically, but, you know, the thing that I think they find when they get here is it's as much about our kids and our culture as it is about the X's and O's. And so it's fantastic to get an opportunity to share some of our thoughts and ideas.
Now, coming up tomorrow, kind of the conclusion of the spring practice with the annual spring game at Bearcat Stadium. Let's just talk about what folks can expect with the spring game coming up tomorrow night.
I'm excited about this. You know, it's something that kind of happened a little bit out of necessity. We had a, you know, I was slated. They contacted me at North Dakota State last October to go up and speak, and so I accepted. And at the time, they hadn't scheduled the home track meet yet, so we had kind of had that weekend slated for our spring game, and then all of a sudden, kind of got caught because, you know, we're not in season. Track team is. They only have one home meet. So we started to look around at dates and how we could manipulate. And Sunday wasn't going to work. And so we decided on a Thursday night. We've had two games on Thursday nights early in the fall. And we're kind of hoping to have the community and the students come out and support us. We're going to have a tailgate. It starts at 4:30 in the afternoon. It's in that normal lot between the pavilion and the baseball stadium. And we want everybody there. For the first time ever, I'm going to have our training staff is going to be up there before the game. Myself and my entire staff will be up there. Our players will be up there. And, you know, you talk about, you know, one of the big things that I wanted to change was we have our awards and celebrations and stuff, and I think those things are great. But when you talk about family, what always resonates with me is sitting down and having a meal. And being together. And that was a piece of, you know, those celebrations that I felt like we lost. I felt like we were on a stage or on a podium talking to people rather than sitting down and just having a great day. And that's what I'm really hoping happens with this. I want to be able to interact with the families and get to visit and hang out and have our kids have the opportunity to do the same thing. Have our fans get up and get close with parents and kids and start to identify how those connections are and just hopefully it's a great night.
And then with the game itself, what can they expect?
We're looking to hand out we're going to hand out awards in between quarters, but we're going to divide green and white. We're not going to put each other on opposite sidelines. We feel like right now we all want to be on one sideline together. There will be some overlap. We're going to go running quarters for the first quarter and the third quarter. We're going to play live quarters for the second quarter and fourth. We will do special teams, but they will not be live. We'll take them to contact and then set the ball at a specific spot. And we're going to get after it.
All right. Well, it sounds like a great way for fans to come out and celebrate with the team and also have an opportunity to see how spring ball went with the game tomorrow night.
We're really excited. As a matter of fact, as soon as I get done the interview with you, I've got to go see our band director about getting the band into the stadium. So I'm hopeful we're even going to get our marching band there tomorrow.
All right, it's a 7 o'clock kickoff. We'll also have the broadcast on KXCV, KRNW as well. Rich, good to have you with us back on the Coaches Show tonight.
Hey, it's a great play. It's great to be back. It's kind of getting to be that time of year again.
All right, that's Rich Wright, the head coach of the Northwest Missouri State Bearcat football team. Stay tuned. We'll be back to have more from Carson's and the KXCV, KRNW Bearcat Coaches Show right after this timeout.
Support for Bearcat Radio Network comes from SSM Health St. Francis Hospital, offering a range of health services in the Northwest Missouri region, including 24/7 emergency services and cancer care. More at SSMHealthSt.Francis.com.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from the Northwest Foundation, providing support for Northwest Alumni Association and the university's funding needs since 1971. More information is available on Facebook or online at nwmissouri.edu/alumni.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Bomley Auto Sales. Bearcat alumnus Joe Bomley has been providing late model program vehicles and pre-owned cars, trucks, and SUVs to the area since 1983. More at BomleyAuto.com or on the lot at 5 Mile Corner, south of Maryville.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from your local family-owned Orslin Farm and Home, with more than 30 stores throughout the region. Orslin provides customers with the tools and materials necessary for jobs on the farm, in the garage, or at home. More information at OrslinFarmHome.com.
Today's broadcast is brought to you by Younger Auction Company. Auctioneer Mark Younger and his team simulcast online live auctions in all states. Younger Auction Company specializes in real estate, farm equipment, collectibles, and antiques. More at YoungerAuction.com.
Support for today's Bearcat broadcast comes from Carson Sports Grill, located on the Maryville Square. Carson's is open for lunch and dinner and offers a selection of sandwiches, appetizers, and more for dine-in or carry-out. More at 660-582-2699. And welcome back to the KXCV KRNW Bearcat Coaches Show, again broadcasting live from Carson Sports Grill in downtown Maryville. We turn our attention now to golf and other activities here as we're joined by a senior golfer on the Northwest Missouri State women's golf team, Maddie Propst. And Maddie, good to have you with us on the program again.
Always good to be here.
It's been kind of a tough year weather-wise to get out and get some consistency going with the golf team, but it looks like you got a little bit of sun earlier this week.
I know. I did get a little bit of sun. I didn't travel this past week to the tournament, but I did stay home, practiced a lot out in the sunshine, so ready, you know, fine-tuning my game, hopefully for the opportunity to go to conference here in the next week and play well.
And just to kind of talk about the way the season's been, not only just for you, but for the entire team here again, I imagine the biggest struggle is just getting the opportunity to get outside, because it's just been such a tough spring weather-wise, and I know every year it's a little bit tough in Northwest Missouri, but it seems like this has been a little worse than normal.
Absolutely. It's been very chilly, unpredictable too. We've had 4 tournaments so far, and I think we haven't really had a decent day yet on those tournaments, with either it being, you know, chilly or the wind or just course conditions. I know I went to Arkansas Mountain Home tournament, and it was just, you know, the course is just completely soaked and saturated. It was pretty warm that day, but it was windy too. So yeah, I say that's the biggest challenge is the weather in spring. We've talked about that before, but just, you know, the weather in the spring, it just always is tough. But
I would imagine for golf it's even worse than some of the other sports, because just getting out and getting the reputations you need and get familiar with the courses, it just means so much.
Absolutely, yeah, it's tough. It's tough coming out, especially from winter. We play against southern schools, and so they get to get out in January, you know, out and practice outside and all that stuff, and we're still swinging indoors and nets and stuff. So we really don't get to get out until our first tournament. So it makes it kind of tough. And getting in the groove early on in the season, you don't really find your swing too much until conference. So it's kind of tough just going, you know, straight into tournaments and not really being able to practice outside and getting that feel and that confidence.
And you got a conference coming up here in another week or so.
Yes, Kansas City, yep.
And just kind of talk about what it takes to get ready for the conference tournament.
Just trusting yourself. It's, you know, no different than any other round of golf. Just going out and shooting the best that you can and just, you know, being confident in yourself and, you know, working on what you need to fine-tune, you know, going into that week, whether it be, you know, your putting, the long game, whatever you need to work on that week. I don't treat it any different than a normal tournament. So just whatever you need to work on that week, kind of go through your normal you know, preparation, and you're good to go.
As a senior, just kind of talk about what you've been working on to get ready for this here. It looked like your last opportunity here coming up.
It is. My fourth and final season coming up. I've talked about it before, but just, you know, enjoying, you know, my time as a Bearcat. It's almost over. I've had so much fun. It went by way too fast. But, yeah, just, you know, enjoying the last, you know, few weeks of my golf season and hopefully playing some good golf, too.
As far as after graduation or after your senior year here, mm-hmm. what's the future look like for you?
Oh, goodness. All kinds of stuff. I actually graduated a semester late with my bachelor's. I'm an elementary ed major with a coaching minor. So I'll be certified to teach first through sixth grade. And then I'm also working on my master's currently. And I will be able to, my master's program is health and PE. So I'll be able to teach K through 12, physical education as well. And I'll graduate with that next summer. I'll be certified to teach. I'd love the opportunity to coach at any level. Really excited, share my, my passion of golf with kiddos and with, everyone like I'm in contact with. So that's what it looks like for me.
All right. Now, also, you're involved in something else on campus as president of the SAC organization. You might tell us a little bit about SAC, mm-hmm. first of all, and then what you got coming up a little bit later.
Yeah, SAC, it's SAAC, Student Athlete Advisory Committee. And what it is an organization not just at Northwest, but at other schools as well, and within our conference all over, but it's an organization where there's at least two representatives from every sport. We come together and we're kind of the voice for our team, and then we come together and we're the voice for our organization at our campus. And we vote on issues that affect our sport directly or just, our conference, like different rules that they're wanting to change, kind of just how we think about it. And we also do a lot of community service events. We do Night Out with Cats every year, like around Christmas time, where student athletes hang out in the rec and families in their community bring their kiddos and we hang out with them for the night while they can have a date night or whatever they need to get done for the night. And then we always do an annual Cats Feast at the end of the year. This year is Monday, April 16th, next Monday. It's coming up. What the Cats Feast is it is a celebration at the end of the year that we do, and we have a meal catered by Pizza Ranch, and we have all sports teams are invited as well as cheer and steppers, and we just have just a fun celebration. We give each team like three awards, like MVP, like most valuable Bearcat, which is best, like most school spirit, and then we have the coaches come up with a superlative award. So it could be anything. It could be a funny one. It could be a serious one. They get to choose that, but yeah, we're looking. I'm super excited about this one, especially being president. I kind of had the opportunity to coordinate this one and organize this one a little more than in the past, so I'm really excited for it.
It really seems like that's a fun way to end the year.
It really is. It's a lot of fun. We've had Brandon Bland to also work on some videos for us. They're pretty cool, so we all have like a highlight video, kind of a hype video for each sport, so I'm excited to share those with everyone too. Everyone's been working really hard on it, so I'm excited to see it kind of all come together and be good.
All right. Well, Maddie, we've had you on the program in the past. It's always good to have you on the show here, and wish you the best of luck in your future.
Thank you.
And Maddie Prost with us from the Northwest Missouri State Women's Golf Team. And speaking of golf, the head coach of the golf program, Andy Peterson, as well as the interim athletic director now at Northwest Missouri State, will be joining us. We'll be talking with Andy right after this on the KXCV, KRW Bearcat Coaches Show, broadcast live from Carson Sports Grill in downtown Maryville.
Support for the Bearcats comes from Tri-State Ford Lincoln on South Main in Maryville. Tri-State offers the region a selection of new Ford and Lincoln automobiles as well as pre-owned vehicles. More at gotristate.com or at 660-582-3677.
Support for the Bearcats comes from Pizza Ranch at US 71 and 1st Street in Maryville. Pizza Ranch's buffet is open daily and features pizza and fried chicken with all the trimmings, plus a salad bar with dessert and ice cream. More in store or at pizzaranch.com.
Support for the Bearcats comes from Compass Dental Group in Maryville. Doctors Bruce and Teal Twaddle and Dr. Brian Viertaler provide braces, implants, same-day crowns, and general dentistry. More at 660-582-2273 or at compassdentalgroup.com.
Bearcat radio broadcasts are brought to you by Championship Motors in Maryville across from Walmart. Championship offers late model pre-owned autos and conducts vehicle searches upon request. More at championshipmotorsllc.com or 582-8800.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Nottoway Valley Bank. With online banking, including remote deposit using your mobile device, the right bank is right at your fingertips. More at nvb.com or at any of the 8 locations.
Support for today's Bearcat broadcast comes from Carson Sports Grill, located on the Maryville Square. Carson's is open for lunch and dinner and offers a selection of sandwiches, appetizers, and more for dine-in or carry-out. More at 660-582-2699. Welcome back to the KXCV KRNW Bearcat Coaches Show. Again, broadcasting live from Carson Sports Grill in downtown Maryville. As we continue to talk some golf here, first of all, with the women's head golf coach at Northwest Missouri State, Andy Peterson, who's also an interim athletic director as well. But Andy, first of all, let's put your golf hat on here and talk a little bit about this past week, or trip down to Springfield and the Central Spring preview there that took place, and just overall, just how things went for you.
It was one of those tournaments where we finally had good weather, and we really just didn't handle it very well. We kind of put a lot of pressure on ourselves, and it turned on its head real quick. Honestly, I think it was probably the worst tournament we've had since I've been the head coach in 4 years in terms of scoring. We just had a lot of girls that were struggling with one particular part of their game, whatever it may be, and it all kind of came to a head at the same time. So it's the exact opposite of what you want. Usually, I've been waiting, and I'm still waiting for that tournament when all five girls play their best, and we throw a really low score out there. Well, for whatever reason, this was a tournament that all five girls had their worst rounds of their careers, honestly. And so we threw up some huge numbers that we just weren't really expecting or ready for. Nikki McCurdy and Morgan had been playing a lot this spring, and they'd kind of had this one circled as, hey, we're going to have good weather. I can finally throw a good score up and play well and be comfortable. I'm not wearing 16 layers and can't feel my fingers and my toes, and the wind's not blowing 100 mile an hour. So we can go out and play, and it just didn't work. I mean, there wasn't a lot that you can really do or say. It's kind of like in men's basketball when you shoot 29%, you got great shots, you just didn't go in. I mean, that's kind of the way it was. We were all the year markings were there for a low score, and it just didn't happen for us.
I guess one way to look at it, you got that out of your system now, is you got the conference meet coming up.
And there's something to be said about that. We were kind of on the bubble for making a regional before we went to Arkansas. Struggled down there a little bit and stubbed our toe. I wouldn't say we were out of it, but we stubbed our toe. After this last week, we got passed by a few teams that it's pretty much over in terms of making that, one of those deals. But so we've got rid of some of that pressure. So now we can go into the MLA Conference Championships and just throw it out there, be aggressive, score the best you can, and not worry about anything else, because it's that time of year where there is no tomorrow, and you're just kind of playing for each other and for your score and for your school, and nothing else really matters.
Might put your athletic director hat on now. And again, earlier today, we talked about this, had this on our sportscast this afternoon as well, but the women's basketball program, Austin Meyer, made an announcement today that he's named his assistant coach, and that's a person very familiar with Bearcat athletics, both on the men's and women's sides in basketball, at I Houston, coming back to town.
Yeah, just a special human being. Obviously, I played with him. He was a senior, junior and senior, my freshman and sophomore years, my redshirt freshman and redshirt sophomore year. Him and Austin were in the same class together, graduated together. And Adai's just done a tremendous job. He's not afraid to work. He's worked really, really hard the last few years. He's kind of been a journeyman there for a while until he landed at Southwestern Community College, where he hasn't totally turned the program around, but he has improved it greatly. I believe the year before he got there, they were 0-30-something or some crazy number like that. So he's gotten some good players in there and done some good things. He's also had, a typical junior college. He's had multiple hats on. He was their res life director, a hall director, and I think he worked with their trio department and stuff like that. So just to get Adai back here where he's we kind of joked before we got on here that he's been around town a lot. It's one of those, he kind of left, but he kind of never did, because he comes back and sees people. He's got great relationships with Austin and myself and Lori and some of the other people around town. So to get him back in here and someone to work for Austin, especially someone who's been in the women's game, has got some contacts and some recruit relationships that can be very beneficial right out of the gate.
And also, he was a grad assistant and a volunteer coach under Coach Steinmeier for a while as well, when he kind of made the transition into coaching. So, again, he's familiar with the history of the program and can really bring a lot that way, too.
Yeah, and the expectations of winning. He was here, obviously, when we went to the Sweet 16, his senior year, and then with the women, when they went to the Final Four that year, 10-11, he was part of that staff as well. So high expectations. They won a lot. He won a lot when he was in the junior college and then at Northwest, and then as a graduate assistant and a volunteer coach as well. So High expectations from a guy that wants to work and get better and believes the same things that Austin does, and the girls do, and we do as a department as well. So all in all, I think it's a good hire for Austin and his personality and what he wants to do with the program. So we're excited to get Adai in here and let him go.
I think another thing that stands out when you look at Adai's bio since he's left Northwest and been at Crest, and that really fits in well to what Northwest tries to do, both with academics as well as athletic ability, is he's had 25 all-academic players come through his program in Creston. So, I mean, that can carry over as well.
Yeah, and it's not just the – it's not just the basketball aspect of it. You know, it's the type of guy that Adai is, the type of kids, like you just mentioned, that he recruits. They're the same type of players that we want here in terms of balancing competition on the floor and competition in the classroom. And he's got the relationship with Austin and understands that. But he also has a personal vested interest in Bearcat Athletics, being an alumni and growing – in his words, I've talked to him, you know, growing up here quite a bit. So he's a lot in the same shoes that I am and many of us that are in the athletic department that have gotten a degree from here. And this place has really touched your heart. And you want to give back to it in whatever way you can. So for someone like Adai, I know he's really excited for this opportunity and the chance to make the program better.
Yes, one final note about Adai coming back. Does this make noontime ball a little bit tougher, even bring him back to campus?
It's an elevation. It's an elevation for sure. He can still play. I haven't played in a while, but I saw him out there the other day. He's not as quick as he was, and he's not as slow as some of us either. So it'll be high intense for sure, but it'll be good.
One final note as far as spring sports coming up. Tomorrow's going to be a busy day on campus.
Yeah, busy day. We got doubleheader softball, doubleheader baseball, spring game for football is out there as well. I believe tennis is playing tomorrow morning. It's supposed to be gorgeous weather again, a lot like last Thursday when we had same deal with track and field at home and baseball and softball. So, if you're around or in the area, come on out and check out our baseball softball programs and then football, obviously, as well. I think they're going to do a tailgate before the game and meet and greet with the players and the coaches and the players' families, actually. So, come on out to campus and see what's going on.
All right, well, Andy, as always, good to have you with us on the program.
All right, thanks, John.
Okay, and that's Andy Peterson, Interim Athletic Director and Women's Golf Coach at Northwest Missouri State. Back to wrap things up right after this from Carson's in downtown Maryville.
Today's broadcast is brought to you by Younger Auction Company. Auctioneer Mark Younger and his team simulcast online live auctions in all states. Younger Auction Company specializes in real estate, farm equipment, collectibles, and antiques. More at youngerauction.com.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Home by Sonia at 103 South Main in Maryville. Home by Sonia provides full-service interior styling along with custom window coverings, flooring, furniture, and more. Information is available online at homebysonia.com.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Delbert's Garage at 714 North Depot in Maryville. Delbert and his team handle car and truck repairs from brakes and air conditioners to replacing engines and transmissions. Learn more at 660-562-0025.
Support for the Bearcats comes from Northwest Cell, located at 1218 South Main in Maryville. Along with nationwide coverage, Northwest Cell carries a full line of iPhones, iPads, and Androids. More information on plans and devices is at nwmcell.com.
Support for Bearcat Radio Network comes from SSM Health St. Francis Hospital, offering a range of health services in the Northwest Missouri region, including 24/7 emergency services and cancer care. More at SSMHealthSt.Francis.com.
Support for today's Bearcat broadcast comes from Carson's Sports Grill, located on the Maryville Square. Carson's is open for lunch and dinner and offers a selection of sandwiches, appetizers, and more for dine-in or carry-out. More at 660-582-2699. And welcome back to the KXCV KRNW Bearcat Coaches Show as we wrap up the final edition of the Coaches Show for this season. It's been a great year as we've had a lot to talk about really since the start of August and to this particular point. I want to thank everyone who's been involved with the program this year. Matt Tritton, who couldn't be with us tonight, but for all the work he does from week to week with us on the show. Also, Ryan Elliott and Jenny James. Ryan here to help out with the things behind the scenes here this evening. And again, of course, course, all the coaches and players who helped make this program a success as well. Don't forget, tomorrow on KXCV, KRNW, we'll have the broadcast of the annual spring game for the Bearcat football team. We'll be on the air shortly before 7 o'clock as we'll get you ready for the kickoff of that one as the Bearcat football team wraps up their spring drills. And again, they've got some special activities prior to that with the tailgate starting at 4:30. And again, a lot of things going on campus throughout the day with the spring sports. Again, thanks to everyone involved with the program. I'm John Coffey, and so long from Carson Sports Grill in downtown Maryville.